نفسك. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمة الله الرحمن. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم. In the last verse that we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهُ وَاحِدٌ. Your ilah is one ilah. There is no other ilah but Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention towards the creation and the system that Allah has put in place in order for this universe to function. So after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that He is the only ilah and the only creator and the only deity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then brings evidences and proofs to show that He is the only ilah that is in control of everything. Allah says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Verily, indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Things that we take for granted, that we do not consider, we do not ponder over. Allah says, and indeed, in the alternation of the night and day, when the arrival of night and the departure of the day, the rising of the sun, the setting of the sun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in all of this, the changing of night into day, the changing of day into night, والفلك, and the ships, the vessels, التي تجري في البحر بما ينفع الناس, those vessels and those ships which move in across the ocean, and they carry and they move with whatever benefits mankind. Think about how many different ways we benefit from these ships and these vessels which are moving across the oceans, different types of merchandise, across from the east to the west, from the west to the east, across the globe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing the merchandise, products, food items, clothing, these things to circulate around the globe, and the benefit, financial benefit, economic benefit, countries are benefiting from the sailing and the moving of ships across the oceans. Allah subhanahu says in this also, وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, and also in the rain, the water which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes to come down from the heavens, فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا, and through this rains and through this water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revives a piece of land after that land was declared dead. That land was absolutely dead, was absolutely dry. Through the rain waters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revived the earth, gave it life, and the earth then produces vegetation. وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِن كُلِّ دَابَّةٍ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah scattered about, Allah had spread about fiha in the earth, on land, min kulli dabba, every type of creature. Wa tasrifi riyah, and in the changing of the winds, one moment it is still, the next moment there is wind. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and in this also, in the changing of the winds, was sahab al musakhar bayna as-sama'i wal ard, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and in the clouds which remain suspended at a certain altitude, they remain there, they are suspended, nothing is holding them up, it is not, there's no body, it is no matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yet it remains suspended between the heavens and the earth. Allah says, in all of this, the alternation of day and night, the vessels which move across the ocean, the waters that come down from the skies, in the changing of the winds, in these clouds which you and I see every day and which produce rains, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in all of this, la'ayat, there are signs. There are signs that are signs that of what? Signs that show you that Allah, and there's a supreme being, there's a divine being that is in control of all of this. None of this is a coincidence. La'ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So this alone is a form of da'wah. That is what Allah brings our attention to. This alone, the creation of Allah, there is a form of da'wah that invites Allah's creation and the humankind, the jinnkind, that invites them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's oneness, to that ilahukum ilahu wahid. It invites all this that we see and we witness on a daily basis. Allah says, la'ayat, verily, in all of this there are signs, but for who? لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ, for a people, for a nation who will use their aql. What is aql? Who will use their intellect. For men of understanding, people who will ponder, they will apply their intellect, They will apply the intelligence that Allah has given them. When they will apply this and they will study the universe, undoubtedly it will point towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us understanding.